Well, it seems like the Seattle Supersonics and the NBA may be the only ones crazy enough to start a business here because everybody else seems like they're moving out. Joining me now in studio to discuss how all these taxes, regulations, et cetera, are affecting the tech community is lifelong Seattle entrepreneur Jesse Proudman. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having
really
me.
Really nice having you here. And this is really, I've been wading into the waters of the tech world and hearing what's coming from you guys because so many people in the tech world have told me, Ari, you don't understand. We're all busy working on our companies. We were never politically involved until now. Why don't you tell me about what got you politically involved?
Yeah, I know this is a funny topic, I think, and it's exactly right. As an entrepreneur, you're so laser focused on building your business and everything involved and kind of keeping it afloat that coming up and seeing what else is happening in the world is a challenging proposition. For this particular issue, I had a close friend of mine, Avil Ginsberg, who runs an entrepreneurial workspace here called Foundations. And he started screaming in my ear a couple weeks ago. And that was sort of the first realization that, something is happening here and it's moving quite quickly. And now sort of as I've been publicly talking about it, I'm realizing it's been sort of this slow moving train happening for a couple years. It's sort of unfortunate to be so late to the party.
So Avil was actually in studio, I'd say about 3-4 weeks ago. I see that now he has a podcast where now he's talking about a lot of this stuff too. And actually he's going to be in here tomorrow because I kind of want to see what changed between when we first spoke to him and now. So you're in the tech world. You've been in the tech world for a while. What are you hearing from everybody? Is everybody bailing? Is everybody moving out? Or are people just saying what's here is here and nobody's going to invest further? Or am I completely wrong and the Sonics have the right idea or the NBA has the right idea and people are going to be coming here?
Yeah, no, everybody's on their way out. It was the biggest surprise to me, actually. So I wrote a piece in GeekWire last week talking about just my perspective. So wrong tax, wrong time. We've got this wave of transformation happening with AI and how that's going to impact the general job ecosystem. And on top of that now, you've got this law, this income tax, affecting really the highest earners in the state. And sure, it's like eat the rich, tax the rich, like that's the mantra of the day. But these people are mobile. And when I posted this article, what I came to realize is that so many people that I know and respect in the community, they've already left. Mm-hmm. Or they're planning on it. Like people aren't going to sit here and sort of take this. And as those people depart, the budget still has the hole, right? And so then on top of that, you end up with all the job losses from this tech transformation that we're going through. And you're going to have to fill that budget deficit somehow. And now you've got the structure in place with the tax to simply remove the deduction and tax everybody. Like it's an incredibly slippery slope, what they've created here.
It's really crazy. We're talking with Jesse Proudman, who's a lifelong Seattle entrepreneur, big member of the tech world. And what's funny is I went to a GeekWire event, I'd say 15 years ago now, something like that. So I've been on their mailing list ever since. The way I heard about you was not Twitter. I saw the article. And then I saw the one they printed in response to yours to have both sides of this issue. And the other guy, correct me if you think I'm mischaracterizing what he said. The other guy was saying, well, I'm happy to pay more taxes. And that's basically what I took away from that. And I go, great, dude, you want to pay more taxes. There's ways for you to do that without destroying the entire market. Did you read it the same way?
Yeah, so that article actually came out first.
Ah.
And mine was sort of written in a retort. And I went and I looked. You can actually go donate to the state treasurer. They have a whole page set up. So if you feel like you're not paying your fair share, you have the right to go contribute whatever you feel is equitable. So it's sort of a funny contrast.
Yeah, especially because you've got people who we already know are leaving. So forget the Howard Schultzes of the world, but a lot of people don't know the name Nick Hanauer. Nick Hanauer is one of the original investors at Amazon. Rumor has it he has re-domiciled, so he's not technically gone. He has just made it that he's not paying taxes here, and this is a guy who's sunk tens of millions of dollars into making sure there were more taxes here. That I really don't understand. So when you say all these people are gone, do you think there's a fight brewing or you think they're just like, screw it, I'm going to Texas, I'm going to Florida, I'm going to Arizona, I'm going to San Francisco, I'm going wherever else it is? Or do you think there are people who want to stay and fight so they don't have to move?
Yeah, you know, I think it comes back to what we were talking about at the beginning here, that people are so focused on building their businesses, they aren't thinking about these topics. And now sort of people have woken up. So even the folks that have moved, they're open to the fight. And, you know, folks like myself, like I love it here. I've grown up my entire life here. I have kids. Like I want to stay in Washington. I don't want to just roll over and pay this tax. And really, like, the bigger fear is not just the tax itself. It's sort of that slippery slope. What else does it do to the state? We'll move to we're already sort of ranking like 45th in tax policy nationwide. Yeah. This only furthers us down that list. Like, it conceptually is all wrong. And I don't want to see that happen in my home. I don't want to see the consequences of that. play out across the entire state. So here to fight.
Where's everybody going who's leaving? Or is there no rhyme or reason to it at all?
Yeah, it seems to be sort of four main destinations right now. Mm-hmm. Austin has been the primary vector. Miami, big one. You've got Tennessee, Nashville, and then Vegas.
Gotcha. I've heard some people say that people are going back to San Francisco, and I said, that doesn't sound quite right, given how many people left San Francisco. Is that something you're hearing also?
Yeah, that is also happening. So if you think about it, like if the taxes are going to be equal, you'll go somewhere with better weather. we're putting up with, like, look outside right now. We put up with horrible weather.
Yeah.
And there, you know, we have access to all kinds of beautiful things here in the Northwest, and certainly it's a wonderful place to live, but all things being equal, like, California has a lot of advantages.
So what does stay and fight look like to you? Does that mean get in front of more people? Does that mean do more interviews? Does that mean donate to political causes? You don't have to necessarily give away the strategy, but just trying to figure out what everybody's thinking at this point.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. You know, I this is my sort of first foray into politics in quite some time. And I think that the reality is things have changed quite a bit sort of since like high school, college, when I was last looking at things. So you know, the world of AI has created all kinds of unique strategies that we can employ. Like, and I think small people can have sort of a much larger impact in terms of distributing messages than they've historically been able to. So, we're figuring it out.
There's some people I have to introduce you to. We won't talk about it online yet, but there's some people I want to introduce you to, not in the party, but there's a lot of people around here who have just had enough and said, you know, I don't really stand for this party. I don't really stand for that party. I just want to run my business and be left alone.
Yeah.
Do you think there would be interest in that? Do you think that people would be interested in something like that that's kind of apolitical, just focused on these kind of issues?
Yeah. I mean, I think, yes, absolutely. Part of the problem we have with politics in Washington is that everything's become so pushed to the fringes on both sides, and it becomes sort of this argument about and really attention grabbing. It's like, how can I make the most noise and have the sort of the most outlandish set of views? And the reality is so many of us really just want to be in the middle. Like, we want a nice place to live, and we want it to be well run. And that's like a novel concept that isn't really talked about much anymore. So the objective here is how do we bring the conversation a little bit back to center? How do we make things a little bit more normal? And then how do we get that message distributed as wide as we can?
That's how I started. And now I do this for a living. that's kind of, you know, the old line is, you know, you don't really get involved in these things until you get mugged or until you get robbed or whatever the case may be. And it seems like that's happening to a lot of people right now. Jesse, I follow you on social media now, and I'm loving the stuff you're posting. If people want to follow you, are you encouraging looking for more followers on social media to get the message out?
Yeah, absolutely. We're having fun with the videos. It's I'm Jesse Proudman on X, and that's kind of the primary medium right now.
I have to say, the AI videos are very, very entertaining to me. I have some ideas for some ones for you if my humor's up to snuff with all that. But anyway, Jesse Proudman, lifelong Seattle entrepreneur, thank you very much for picking up this fight, because sometimes it feels kind of alone here when you're railing against this kind of stuff. It's nice to know that there are still some normal people around here who realize what's going on.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Appreciate you joining us today. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.